Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. And this weekend, it's Maple Sugar Days. Check out NapierSettlement.org for all the details. Don't miss Maple Sugar Days this weekend at Napier Settlement. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out Divine Beauty Lux Spa for coupons and let them know that Dolly sent you for a buy one, get one free tan. Pope Family Dental is also another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, home of the one visit smile. In just one visit, you can get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD/CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Contact PopeFamilyDental.com for details. And their phone number is 630-961-5851. Rajan Couture, your day, your dress. It's time to say yes, whether you're getting married or going to prom. They've got the perfect dress for every occasion. Rajan Couture in downtown Naperville. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Such a cool feature, isn't it? You can check out what your house looks like when you're at work, folks. You can see who's at the front door by looking at your phone, rather than the old-fashioned way, looking out a window. But if you're not home, this is really cool stuff, the smartphone technology. Let NapiervilleAlarm.com customize the security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapiervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oops. Thanks for listening. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's
not
the
quite.
Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Yes. Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. We are not over. We're just getting started. I I'm so challenged by this technology. All I have to do is click a button, you know, and I hit the right ones every time, don't I? It always makes for an interesting show. I want to welcome everybody to the Dolly McCarthy Show. You are here, and I'm so excited to be here at the WCKG studios, folks. I'm looking outside my window. Well, if I look a little bit more to my left, there's Chicago. It's a beautiful, clear day in Chicagoland, and these studios here at WCKG are beautiful. They even vacuumed and dusted and cleaned the place up for me. They didn't have to do that. Don't they know where I came from? A studio in my own house. Anyway, it's so good to be here. WCKG has picked up the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you are probably you're either listening live or, if it's Sunday morning, Sunday at noon, you're listening to me on WCKG. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. You're tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, and I enunciate well. Good news, good guests, and at least, I promise you, at least one good laugh, at least at my own expense. And I do welcome your calls. You can call me, call into the show. The number to call is 347-945-7215. It is, like I said, it's a beautiful day in Chicago. What is it, like 50 degrees out there now? About whereabouts? We have been suffering for months with this cold, freezing, frigid weather. And now a break this week. It's been so nice. And perfect timing, because this weekend is St. Paddy's Day weekend. And if you live in the Chicagoland area, you know it's the unofficial mark of spring for me and the rest of Chicago anyway. It's time to wipe that salt off your boots. And in my case, throw away those boots because the salt just totally trashed two very nice pair of boots for me. But it's time to wipe that salt off or throw them away. And I think we can bust out the sandals. I think we could do that. And anyway, so we're celebrating being Irish, or at least pretending to be Irish. And the Irish parade is in Chicago this Saturday at noon, which I'm going to take my girls to. We're going to see the river dyed green. We're going to get there early and watch them do it, see what they put in there. Safe, non-toxic chemicals, whatever they put in there. It's safe for the river, I'm told. And Sunday, South Side Parade. And I'm so excited because the Northwest Side Parade is back. This is their 12th year. That's my hood, my old neighborhood, Northwest Side. I grew up on Roscoe in Chicago, for anybody who's wanting to know. A lot of people think I'm from the Northwest suburbs, but it's Chicago proper, folks. Northwest Sider all the way. Grew up on Roscoe off of Malvina, St. Ferdinand neighborhood, Mother Garen hood. So all my, a little shout out to all my Garen gals and my Ferds gals. And speaking of those people, I'm so excited. I'm getting back together. I'm getting the band back together. All the Northwest Sider people that I grew up with, we're all going to get together this weekend. And it's a great time. You know, I love being with people that I grew up with. I've known them since I was four. It's kind of funny because they know a lot of things about me that I would just kill them if they told people. And that's one of the things. If you've known someone that long, since they were four, there's certain things you can never, ever talk about with other people. It's just sacred. And we're not going to go there. But, you know, we're going to be celebrating St. Paddy's Day. My birthday was this week, midweek, so I'm still celebrating. I get 2 weekends. I was told that I could get 2 weekends to celebrate. I didn't really celebrate last weekend, but too much. But we had a great time on Tuesday, March 10th. You know, growing up with a family of 14 kids, we don't get much attention. The only time you get attention is on your birthday. So I really look forward to this one day out of the year where it's all about me. And isn't that true? Don't you just think that birthdays should be celebrated and cherished, and you're queen for the day? You know, keep calm. I'm queen just for today. Anyway, my friends were all there for me. My big sister, my aunt, and a lot of my friends from the Northwest Side came out. We went over to Windy City Live, the show in Chicago. It was a great time. Saw Ryan Chivarini, Val Warner. It was a good show, great show. And it was just nice to be with my buddies, you know? And I'm excited I'm going to see them again this weekend. Doesn't that make you feel good with old friends? You just can do and say anything. So I hope that you are with someone special, that you've got friends that you've known for life, and they just keep filling you up and supporting you, and they're just there for you. And speaking of supporting those women in my life that I've known since I was five, I have to do a shout out to them. But, well, talk about women. Talk about incredible women. Talk about the power of a woman. And you know what? Incidentally, this show is sort of like that. I have so many great guests today. Not so many, I have three. But the first guest that I have is a woman. The second guest I have is a woman. And the third guest is a woman. Huh, what is that? Isn't that awesome? I'm just cracking myself up in here in the studio. You know, I've got three empty seats in front of me. My second guest is coming along. My third guest is calling in. And my first guest, I didn't do it in order today, is Karen Karen Wojcik Berner. Hello. Karen Wojcik Berner, and she is the author of her books. She's a best-selling author, in fact, on Amazon. And she actually lives in the southwestern suburbs, and she's going to come and talk about her third book, Groovy Kind of Love. I mean, this woman is incredible. I don't know how she does it. She's a mom. She's a wifey. She does it all, and she finds the time to write books. That is inspiring to me. It gives me inspiration and the push to keep moving, keep going. It's such powerful stuff here. My second and third guests are actually going to be on together. They are the president of Nicor Gas, Elizabeth Reese, and Theodia Gillespie, who is the president and CEO of Quad County Urban League. Quad County Urban League is putting on this Women's Empowerment Summit that I am so thrilled to be actually emceeing on March 20th. It is the Quad County Urban League inaugural Women's Empowerment Summit. And if you'd like to come, men and women, you can come. There's still tickets available. It's going to be at the Marriott here in Oakbrook, where the lovely WCKG studios are. And I would love to see you there. It's going to be amazing. So they're going to be here, Beth Reese from NICOR and Theodia Gillespie. I hope I'm saying her name right. This is terrible. I haven't met her yet, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to talk about women and empowerment and, you know, what women are doing and how we're doing in the workforce, you know. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. But first, this is the good show that I like to call it, and it is proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Center. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Brightside Theater is the only professional theater in Naperville, and they're performing in the historic downtown district. They're presenting Neil Simon's Rumors. Watch the comedic complications arise when four couples go to extreme lengths to protect their friends. Don't miss this laugh-out-loud farce. Rumors now playing through March 22nd, Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m., performing at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall, 31 South Ellsworth in Naperville. For tickets, call 630-637-7469 or visit brightsidetheater.com. That's 630-637-SHOW. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out napervilleparks.com.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show. Get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, Dolly, go.
All righty, we're back. Just a quick shout out before we dive into my interview with best-selling author Karen Rojic-Berner. She's the author of A Groovy Kind of Love. I want to do a quick shout out to my guys, Love and Money. They got a St. Paddy's Day show going on at Potter's Place on Friday night. That's Friday night, the 13th. Friday the 13th at 8 p.m. at Potter's Place. Love and Money, check them out. They were on last week. Remember they were singing Busty LaRue? You remember this song? Yeah. My eyes will be smiling this weekend for St. Patrick's Day. Little Irish for you. Hey, drink responsibly. Drive responsibly. And don't text and drive. Let me just throw that out there to you. Isn't that a cool Irish tune? All right, we're kicking off the St. Patrick's Day celebration with Busty LaRue from Love and Money. Check them out Friday night at Potter's Place. Okay, I am so thrilled to have as my guest today Karen Wojcik-Berner. She is the author of a she is an Amazon bestseller, I should say, of the... Wait, Karen, are you there? I'm going to let you
do
this all. Hey.
Oh, I'm here. Hello. Hey, I was jamming to your Irish music. You know, I got distracted.
The Busty LaRue. You know, hey, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend, and, you know, everybody's going to be out and about celebrating, and you should be celebrating. Now you're a best-selling author. Amazing. Award-winning journalist.
Yeah.
I was talking earlier. A mommy, a wifey, an authory. I got to put a little Y on the end of that. It's kind of fun. And I'm really thrilled to have you on. You were on quite a while ago when you had your first book. And
yes.
Yeah, and look at you, three books later. I think actually there was another one in between there that's kind of a standalone. They're all standalone books, right? Even though this is kind
mm-hmm.
of part of a what do you call it?
Yeah, it's a series. It's the Bibliophiles. It's a series, but they're all standalone novels. And each novel talks about some of the book club members and features their stories.
So the book club is a group of women in this book club that
and
was
men.
Part of book club. Was there men in there, too? I don't remember.
Yeah,
I
there are
the
two.
I got to catch up.
Yeah, two.
So they're all standalone books. So tell us a little bit. This is a groovy kind of love. Well, first, before we dive into the book, I just want to let people know who you are, Karen. I know you. I've met you because I was in a book club many, many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my book club. And Karen came out and talked to us about her book, From a Whisper to a Scream. We read the book. I read it in a weekend. Those were the days, huh, when I was home with kids. And now it's crazy. I'm lucky I get to finish a book in 3 months. But anyway, I was so thrilled by you because you came out and you talked to our book club and told us all about writing and the book, and we got to ask you questions. I loved it. It's so neat. Do you still travel around to different book clubs in the Chicagoland area?
You know, I do. I also do. I also do some through Skype or FaceTime. I did a Skype one the other day with a group from Texas, which was really fun. And, yeah, it's great to talk to the book clubs. You know, it's fun to hear everybody's perspective on your work. You know, different things. You know, people pick up different things, and you know, they connect with different things in the novel and their perspectives. You know, as they bring their own personal stories and they add it to the story that you know I've written, and it's amazing how it works and the themes work, and it's a lot of fun to talk to everybody.
I bet, especially when you had a totally different impression or intention for a character, and then you hear other people's reverse take on it or completely opposite. I bet. When
yes.
do you find time to write, Karen? You're a busy mom, and how do you do it? I think it's so cool.
My oldest is in college now, so that freed up a lot of time. And my youngest is a freshman at Naperville North High School. And so I write when he's at school and before I need to pick him up and drive him to all of his practices. He plays lacrosse and football. So, you know, we're pretty busy with his schedule. And since he's young yet, he can't drive on his own, so it's up to me. But it's fun to do it with him, you know. I love to watch him play. And I write during the day mostly. Last year I finished up A Groovy Kind of Love, and I wrote another novel that I'm shopping around too. So it was a busy year last year.
You got another one after A Groovy Kind of Love? Wow.
I do. And yeah.
You know what I love about The Groovy Kind of Love is you have lots of Naperville and Chicago history in this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a really easy page turner, and I just love your style. I've always liked your style, even though I haven't finish this book. I start a book, I put it down, I pick it up a month later, read a chapter or two. It's really enjoyable, though. It's a very enjoyable read. You're such an awesome writer. So,
no, thank
were you.
You
always a writer? Were you always, you know, cranking out the words and coming up with ideas, or did this come to you later? And as you, you know, I wouldn't say as you got older, because you're not old.
Oh, yes, I am. It's okay. No, actually, you know, when I was a little kid, I used to write. I wrote my first book at age like 6 or 7. It was called The Car, and I even bound it like in this little thing that my mom and dad kept for me. Unfortunately, it only sold one copy to them. So, you know, that's too bad. I tried, you know. They didn't have self-publishing when I was a little kid, so, you know.
Pretty cute. You should put that on Amazon.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was the tragic story of a family who had to part with their favorite vehicle, you know.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah.
All right, let's Groovy Kind of Love. This is book three in the Bibliophiles, but it's a standalone book. You can read it without having touched the first two. So let's talk about what is this about.
A Groovy Kind of Love is a story of an uptight computer programmer named Thaddeus Mumblegarden IV, and he falls head over heels for a much younger, free-spirited daughter of hippies whose name is Spring Pearson. They meet through the Bibliophiles book club. And his life is turned completely upside down by her. And I love this story. I love these characters. It's filled with, you know, high hippie parents that are Spring's parents and Thaddeus' family. Hmm?
When you say hi,
yeah, no, what they smoke weed. It's true.
No, I'm kidding. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you can talk about that on the air or not, but they do.
Don't do drugs. Let me just put a disclaimer out there.
Oh, it's not a good thing, and you'll see it. And in the book, you know, you see how they're fun characters, and they're kind of crazy, and they succeed despite themselves. But you also see the ramifications of them and their highness, that makes them sound like royalty, no, and them being high on Spring as being their daughter, and she had to grow up the responsible one in the house, kind of almost taking care of her parents, you know, which isn't the greatest thing for a kid.
Are any of the things that you write about similar to your life or pieces of your life? Do you write what you know, or do you have this kind of like why am I drawing a blank? I'm thinking of that fantasy author, Harry Potter, where she just comes up with this, could never imagine, and she just comes up with it. What is your process of writing?
Well, you know, I'm influenced by things around me. My parents were not high at all. They never did drugs. Actually, they told me they'd kill me if I ever did drugs. But I was always fascinated with the 60s anyhow. I very much identify with the protesting, rebellious spirit of the hippies in the 60s. Actually, my father's really happy that I was born a little later than that, because I was born in 65, so I wasn't old enough to, you know, join with the protests and stuff. And I think pretty much every day he gets down on his knees and thanks God that I didn't, because he would have had to bail me out of jail multiple times. You know, I would have been out there protesting, you know, for civil rights and women's rights. And, you know, speaking of women, you're talking about women empowerment today. I would have totally been out there with the ERA, you know, marchers, burning my little bra, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, I barely had a training bra at that time, so it wouldn't have been quite as effective, you know.
Well, you've been busy touring. A month and a half you've been out. You told me, we were talking in email, a month and a half long book tour. Where have you been?
Yeah, I did a virtual one. So it was good. It was handy so that I could still be here to drive to lacrosse practice. And it was all online. I did, I think it was 45 book blogs and things. It was a huge tour.
Wow.
I have to say. It was great, you know, and there lots of reviews came in, lots of time to talk to people, which was great. It's always nice to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy with the reviews?
I am happy with the reviews. Actually, on Amazon right now, it has an average of 4.5 stars out of 5. So, I'm real happy.
That's awesome. It's amazing how you could go on a tour and never leave your home.
Isn't the beauty of the internet, right?
That is so incredible. Well, you know, and tell us about this. How when did you publish your first book, Karen? We're talking. First of all, let me do it quickly. We're talking to Karen Wojcik-Werner. She is the author and a best-selling author, I might say, on Amazon. of the Bibliophiles. It's the final, the third book. Is this the final one, Karen? Did I say it right?
It is.
The final.
Yeah.
It's called A Groovy Kind of Love. And I'm asking her, when did you write your first book? How old were you?
I did do that later on in life. Actually, it was right when my youngest, right after I gave birth to him, I realized that I was a magazine editor, and I was writing on deadlines and constantly, and I wasn't sure if I could do that and have two kids at the same time. And I wanted to be home with the kids, but I still wanted to work. But when the second one came, I said, I don't know if I can manage this, so I kind of chickened out of that. And fortunately, my husband made enough that I could stop for a little bit. So I was supposed to be a full-time stay-at-home mom, but then I got this idea for this book, and I couldn't help it. So I wrote it while he was a little kid, and it took me 5 years because of that.
That's awesome. Now, what's the best about what you're doing? Are you passionate? You must be. You've got to be. You're a best-selling author. But what really, really makes you happy? And people want to know, no matter what they're doing, if you're a writer or doctor, whatever, is it something you're very passionate about? Because I always, my thing when I speak to young women, I say you could do anything in the world, just be passionate about it and do what makes you happy. The money will come, and even if it doesn't come, heck, it's worth it being happy every day. Does this fulfill you and make you feel like you're accomplishing? I mean, not that you need to accomplish anything, but does it really fulfill you and complete what you want to do in life? Is there anything left to do after being a best-selling author? I think that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, I think, I'm a best-selling author on Amazon, so I would like to be a best-selling author on other things. That would be good. As far as fulfillment, writing is an amazing fulfillment. It's a really hard industry. It's a really hard thing to do. But whose job isn't hard, honestly? I think it is a total passion, and it's something that you do, and you can't help that you do it. You have to do it. You have the characters, or you have the observations when you're walking around, and they just come to you. And there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of solid work, but there's also these small moments of magic that happen when you write. That sometimes I feel like I'm not in control. The characters are, or things just flow, and that's the awesomeness of it. Definitely,
that's great. All right, so you're working on another book. You want to tell us a little bit about it? Give us a little critique.
Sure. This one is not in the Bibliophiles at all. It's a totally different genre. It is chick lit for people who hate pink. So I'm sorry, because I know you probably like pink, but
I'm hot pink.
Yeah, I know. So I'm sorry about that, but this is people who, because chiclet has a lot of, pink and frills and stuff. This one is for people who are more on the dark side. So the Halloween lovers, the Tim Burton movie lovers, goths, metalheads. It's really a great story about a goth girl whose name is Lily. And she falls in love with her roommate, Dylan. And they've known each other for a long time. And it's just a darling story wrapped around in black and tattoos and goth awesomeness.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, we've been talking to Karen Wojcik-Berner, an Amazon best-selling author of the Bibliophiles series. This last one is called The Groovy Kind of Love. This is book 3. Check it out on Amazon. Hey, Karen, so great to talk to you again.
And thanks so much for having me.
Welcome on the show. I love that you are a Chicagoland author. I love that you're one of Chicago's very own, and you're out there, you're a mom, you're doing it, and you're making it happen. You're doing what you're passionate about, and I think that's kind of the message I want to get across with this, too, that you can do anything you want as long as you put your mind to it. And look at that. In between games with her kids, she's writing, folks.
Exactly. I write on the sidelines. Yeah.
Check out more of her work at www.karenberner.com. Is that right?
And and it's Karen, Berner.com.
I was going to spell that for you. Great, great. Yeah. Jen, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Good luck with the book.
Thanks. Thanks so much. Take care.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. I said hello.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. That's try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll. Let's roll.
Anyway, I can hear me. I can hear me now. We want to say, yeah, so here we are. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by NaplesAlarm.com. Check out NaplesAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount on installation of a new alarm system in your home. And they have smartphone technology. You can actually see your home with your smartphone. The Naperville Trolley and Tours is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And say hi to my friend Mario over there at All Service Limousine. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And finally, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you to all my sponsors, Bracconi's. Bracconi's Pizza, one of my favorite pizzas. And I ain't just saying that. I'm not kidding you. You get to try their signature special pizza. They do have a Dolly special. That is the meatball pizza, believe it or not. You have to ask for that. But they do have this awesome pizza. I just have to tell you about this. I had this last weekend when Wayne Metzmer was in town, and he was Wayne Metzmer was singing the national anthem for a fundraiser that near and dear to my heart, Dodging for Lou Gehrig's out at Naperville North High School. Wayne came out, and I took him out to dinner. I said, you have to try this pizza. It's Bracconi's signature pizza. It's made with whole wheat crust. I know that doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound whole wheat. Ugh, that sounds anything good for you. It doesn't taste good, you know. But this was fantastic. And they have sausage and they have basil, fresh basil on there. You have to try it. Go to Bracconi's. Check out Bracconi's.com and tell them Dolly sent you. Thanks to all my sponsors. Okay, stay tuned. We're coming right back with more about women and power. We have some special guests joining us. Very special guests. Don't go away. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is Dolly, the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG, Blog Talk Radio, Slam Internet Radio, Tuiville Radio, da-da-da-da-da-da, going on and on and on. Do I have to list them all? I am so thrilled to have in the studio with me the president of Quad of the where are my notes here? I'm gonna make sure
Hello?
I say it all.
Hello?
The Quad County Urban League is here. Theodia is here. Theodia Gillespie is here. And thank you for being here. Do you have put the mic right in front of you? There you go. We got to hear you. This woman is incredible. She does so much. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
My new digs. Do you like them? Yeah, look,
I
brought
them.
You a mug, too.
Oh, thank you.
Very thrilled to have on the phone the president of Nicor Gas, Beth Reese. Beth, are you there?
I think so.
Hi. Yes, you are. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Okay, we are going to talk about women in the workforce today and women in general. These two lovely ladies, incredible ladies, inspirations to me, and very, very powerful women. Let me just say that. You have such an influence over the workforce and women that you work for. We still look up to you. You are putting out, putting on the Quad County Urban League is putting on a summit. It's a women's empowerment summit on March 20th. And let me just read the title here. I love this. Diversity and Inclusion in the 21st Century Workplace. The theme of this summit is the new feminine mystique, women leadership power, and having or not having it all. Beth Reese, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Dolly. I'm thrilled to be here.
So thrilled to have you. So you are, she was the first woman to serve as president of Nicor Gas, Beth. You're also the first chair of AGL Resources Lead Council. You are part of so many non-for-profits and good things. And I love that you live in Naperville. You're a Naperville gal. And Theodia is here, too, and she is the president of the Urban League. And, Theodia, thanks so much for being here. You know, here we are. Got it right here.
Thank you for having me, Dolly. It's great to be here.
You're an outspoken advocate of equality, and you are a champion for so many causes. Again, like Beth Reese from NICOR, you are outspoken and very, very much involved in non-for-profit world. But, you know, I'm just amazed that you two women are, you look like every woman, but look at all the power you have to make an influence and change, and you're doing it. And, you know, the president, the first woman president of NICOR, I'm just in awe. Beth, if you were here, I'd probably pee in my pants right now.
Well, Dolly, I'm looking forward to getting the chance to meet you next Friday.
Yes, and so the summit is next Friday, and people, women, can men come too to this?
Oh, absolutely, it's for everyone.
We want men to come so they can learn about this.
Correct. This is an educational experience.
I'm so excited.
For men and women, Dolly.
You know, women, not just women leaders, but all women are talking about this across the Chicagoland area, is because the caliber of the speakers that you're going to have
Correct.
At this event. Let's talk about that. How about Theodia,
sure.
Will you tell us about
I'll
some of the
people? First.
Yes.
Of course, Beth Reese, who's the president of the NICOR Gas, is going to kind of set the tone for the day, and we're excited that she have agreed to be a part of this great opportunity for us to bring empowerment and education to women and the importance of women and what they're doing in their companies or in their organization or just in the community or the entrepreneurial pursuit. So Beth is along with Amy Hiller, Ebony Fashion Fair, and also Rebecca Sherritt with Aurora University, and many other women who have agreed to be a part of this discussion and part of a kind of education opportunity for women to understand what it takes for them to move up or they're inspired to move up and within their companies or organizations. So
yeah.
We're excited about this. It's the first for us, and we're looking forward to carrying this on for many years, and we already have our sponsor for next year.
All right.
So we're just excited, and I think the excitement is just stemmed through, as you mentioned, through women throughout the region. So,
mm-hmm.
And we're thankful for Beth for being part of this great discussion.
I mean, and Beth is so incredibly busy. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show, too, and to hear you speak at this summit is going to be just incredible, an incredible opportunity to hear all of these amazing women up there just speaking and giving us some insight and advice and how they're doing it. And there's going to be some panels. There's going to be a workplace diversity panel.
Uh-huh.
You also have one Women Can Have It All panel. I love that one. And a Women of Power panel. Beth, how are you doing it all? Are you doing it all?
I think doing it all is, first of all, thank you very much for your kind compliments, Dolly. But, you know, having it all is a definition each unto its own. And if you interviewed my daughter this week, she would say that I'm not having it all because I'm a little bit overbalanced on work this week. And sometimes that's just what you have to do. You make commitments and you have to balance those and you have to understand how to adjust each and every day. You know, we look at it as a family on an annual basis, and then we adjust, you know, every day to make sure that we're not balanced, not overly balanced or tipped in one direction.
I agree. It's always a juggling act, and some days aren't the kids suffering, and some days the job's suffering. Not suffering,
right.
But, you know,
right.
you give a little bit more attention to something one day or 1 hour, and you're like me, you're scatterbrained, you're all over the place and trying
yeah.
to please everybody, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
So,
exactly.
Theodia, tell us about your career briefly. Let's give people a little background and so they know a little bit more about you. And
sure, absolutely. Well, I'm originally from Missouri, and like Beth, and she will share her experiences, I grew up on a farm, and, you know, just looking at my world was through the TV, of women, and my favorite thing was tennis. So I loved to see how the women were doing extremely well, my sport in tennis. And so I wanted to make sure that whatever career path that I took, that I will have is having an impact on not just myself, but the community at large. And so I observed women doing extremely well in their careers, and so I wanted to be part of that. And being part of a nonprofit organization, a civil rights organization, which predominantly was predominated by men. And so there was not that many women at the time that I became president and CEO. But since that, the women have really been in charge of many Urban League affiliates across this country. And just observing some of my colleagues, just the impact that we're making on communities and things that we're doing within our organization. So the kind of empowerment summit came out of the National Urban League focused on trying to empower women and encouraging other young women to be focused on their careers and what things that they can do to get to this point. So that's pretty much how I got involved in this, being president of the Urban League affiliate. We are a business, just like any other profit business. And so we have to generate revenue and be creative in how we market and present our brand and also continue our mission as a nonprofit organization that empowering other individuals, giving them a hand up so they can do what they need to do to be self-sufficient. So it's just it's part of being inspiring others to encourage others to do well. And so like a profit or company, that's what we do. We're not selling a product, but we're selling a service. We're selling a service that really have an impact on the community in which we serve.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting across from you, Theodia.
That's okay.
Theodia.
It's a mouthful.
My goodness. I love that name, by the way.
Thank
Theodia.
You.
Am I saying it right?
Theodia, but
Theodia.
That's
Theodia.
Fine.
Jeez, I'm so sorry. And
that's okay.
We're going to become pals, and I'm going to be like, how did I mess up your name the first time we met? Jeez. Okay, you have to come back on, and I'm going to just sing a song about your name and get it right.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. I'm just sitting across from this woman, and you exude positivity, and you're smiling as you're talking, and you mentioned how you were fortunate to be around some very influential, positive women, and you're like, not every woman has that. Beth, what was your experience like as you were climbing the ladder, if you will? I hate to say that word because I think that you know, climbing the ladder just seems like all you want is power, you know? But
right.
I think it's
right.
more than that. I think it's having it all, like we talked about, balance in your life and happiness and being able to say, you know what, I'm a woman and I'm smart and I have a lot to bring to this table.
Correct.
You know? So what about you, Beth? What was your experience like?
Well, I like Theodia. And by the way, Dolly, I totally agree on your assessment of Theodia. She's a wonderful person. She's been just as gracious as she could be with me since I've been in Illinois. I've been here for about 3 years and had the pleasure of meeting Theodia early on in my venture into this new role. And she's been just a terrific supporter, and she's a great champion for the communities we serve. So I appreciate her partnership. But for me, I like Theodia. I grew up on a farm. And when you grew up on a farm, you know, there was never a line from my father or mother that said, you know, you're a girl, you can't do this. It was, you know, you're a girl, we don't care. These are your horses, you're going to take care of them. And so for me, I grew up riding horses. And the equestrian world is one of the worlds in which men and women compete equally. And you enter a ring and you're a competitor with that person regardless of their gender. And so I grew up not really thinking about the fact that I was a girl. And it really took me a long time, even in my working career, to realize that people looked at me because I was a girl. And, you know, that was a kind of smack in the face moment when I realized that I really did need to understand that people perceived me differently because of my gender. And so, you know, I was very focused, as a lot of women are, on making sure I worked really, really hard, and I probably felt like I worked harder than most people, but making sure that people wanted me on their team. And I started my career as an accountant in public accounting at Deloitte & Touche, and then had the privilege of coming to AGL Resources and have been with AGL for now 14 years, the last three in this role. But there is a moment in time for everybody when you realize that people look at you not the way you do, and you have to adjust your thinking and understand what that means. And learning that talent is not just the skills you bring to the table, but how you build relationships, how you leverage your difference to be able to drive results.
That's definitely a solid takeaway right there, folks. Did you hear what she just said? That is solid. You know, it's all about not just your talents, but your relationships with people around you and how you your approach and how you get results. That's so true.
Thank you.
Can you give, Theodia, how about some insights and some strategies that you can offer women today? Maybe how about what holds women back today? And maybe you can offer some insights to get them to move forward.
Well, I think it's what Beth says in terms of, you have to have confidence and you have to have belief. Because I think any time that we are in these roles, you can question yourself whether you can do it or not. And so I think it's, sharing with other women that, it wasn't easy. It is just having that perseverance and that commitment to what you want to accomplish or goals that you want to strive for. So I think that's why we want to do this summit, Dolly, is to just share with women that, it's not an easy path. It's not something that you're going to get just because you're a woman. It's that you got to work hard. That's what we learn on the farm. You have to work hard. And you have to be willing to just step out of your comfort zone. And so we have to be mentor to others, other women, to let them know that you can do this. You have the skill set. You have the ability. And you have the know-how, and you put all those tools in your toolbox, and you go for it. That's what we want as a company like NICOR Gas, like the Quad County Urban League, and other companies and organizations that support this summit, is to give the women the tools, the insight, what they need to do to be successful and to move forward on their career path or their entrepreneurial pursuit.
That sounds awesome, and I'm so excited about this summit. I can't wait to be inspired, but I can't also wait to support other women. When women get together, they do incredible things, don't they?
Absolutely.
Do women support each other enough? Is there enough of that? I think that we need to have more summits. I think every month we need to have a summit.
Inspire
women and motivate them and give them that charge. Hey, I could do this, and I can help you. And I want to see you succeed, because if you succeed, I'm going to succeed. Beth, am I right about that? Am I correct about that? Are women out there helping each other today more than ever before?
I think they are. I also think that we still have a challenge where we're not quite 50% of the workforce. We're certainly not quite 50% of the workforce by level. And so sometimes we still have a little bit of that competitiveness of there's only room for one of us at the top because I only see one. And I think that we still have a ways to go in the business world of making sure that we really reflect the communities we serve and all aspects of diversity all throughout the organization. And when we get to that place, I think we'll see even more help with women. I do think women help each other now, but I also still think there's a little bit of competitiveness of, I only see that little bit of room, and so I want to edge you out. And I think that's the next evolution for us as leaders of women and women leaders to be able to really support our teams to say, there's room for everybody, and we want everybody to be successful, and we want to help everybody be able to get to that next level that they want to go to.
Well, Beth, now, as the president of NICOR Gas, I have to ask you, who do you surround yourself with? What's the percentage, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot there?
Oh, gosh.
President, were you like, we need more women up here?
I'm proud to say that since I've been in this role, we have promoted women into leadership roles, and the folks on my team know that, and not just women, but also diversity from race and backgrounds. We've been in the past 3 years pretty deliberate about that, and I'm very proud of that. My three direct reports don't happen to be women, but I've got a lot of talent in the pipeline that I'm really pleased that's there, and we do have conversations on a very regular basis about how are we expanding opportunities for women. When we talk about succession planning, we don't want just not to be crass, but three white guys. We want to know what the diversity of the talent pool is and where our deficits are. Recently, we had at Nicor Gas, one of the best ways to come into the company on working out in the field is the only way to come in is through meter reading. And we realized that our meter reading classes weren't a very good balance of men and women. And we're trying to be very focused on how do we identify women to come in, because that's the pipeline, not just for future leaders in the field, but also we have a lot of people who come into meter reading and then end up in management and are future. I like to say meter readers are our future leaders. And so, therefore, if we want to impact our future, we've got to impact who we're hiring on the front end.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we've been talking to you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I'm not going to take a break because we've got some important things here going on, some important topics and discussion, and I want you to know that you are more than welcome, and I encourage you to attend this summit. It's a women's empowerment summit put on by the Quad County Urban League, and Theodia Gillespie is here. She is the president, chief executive officer of the Quad County Urban League. I'm thrilled to have her here. And thank you. And the president of Nicor Gas, Beth Reese, is here. And you can meet these ladies. They'll be signing autographs. They're super women in my book. I'm kidding. Well, you could. I bet it'll be worth more money than mine, that's for sure. They'll be at the Marriott Oakbrook Hotel on Friday, March 20th from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. I'm really thrilled to be hosting the morning portion of this summit. Just, I'm so excited to meet all these women and just to hear what they have to say and just that positive energy. Because I know when women get together, we just do incredible things. And you don't even realize it until you get home and you start going after what you've been doing and you just got that extra push and inspiration and just really gets you excited about what the future holds because you see so much promise and you've witnessed it at these kind of summits. Oh, gosh, you guys got to have more of these. This is the first annual one, right?
First, Theodia? And we plan to have more. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Absolutely. So thank you guys so much for gals, I should say.
Yeah.
Gals! Thank you, gals, so much for coming in to the studio, Theodia, and talking to us about this summit. And Beth, thank you. I know you're so super busy over there. We appreciate you calling in. Any last bit of advice for women that we can leave if they can't make the summit? What can we tell them to do?
No, just not advice, but I also want to just to highlight Amy Hiller with Ebony Fashion Fair. So we want to make sure that those attendees know that she'll be there and working with us to really bring some insight to many young women who will be coming to the summit on March the 20th.
And there's going to be so many. I mean, there's a list here of incredible women going to be at the summit. I mean, I can't even begin to start because I don't want to leave anybody out. But, yes, Amy's a big, big part of that for sure.
Yeah, she's a co-sponsor with Beth. So.
Fantastic. And how about you, Beth? Any parting words of wisdom, advice for women, something that they could take away? They can't make the summit?
If they can't make the summit, I think, you know, do understand that success is not just skills. It's also and will. It's also relationships and how you can leverage those. So if you have access to an employee resource group in your business, get involved. If you don't, perhaps maybe you should start one because I think there are good tools in the toolbox.
Great. Sounds great. Thank you both so much again. I'm looking forward to the summit. It is the Women's Empowerment Summit put on by the Quad County Urban League. Theodia Gillespie, thank you again. The president and CEO of the Quad County Urban League is here, and I thank you so much for being here. And Beth Reese with Nicor Gas, thank you very much. Looking forward to meeting you both.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. We appreciate the time.
I said hello.
Couple of quick announcements before we wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the good show. And I want to do another shout out to my new listeners on WCKG Sunday at noon until 1. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And quickly,
We are giving away free stuff. I forgot to mention this. You know, we're all about the free stuff on this show. Free tickets to Stars on Ice at the Allstate Arena. If you'd like to go, Naperville's own Evan Lyschick will be there on Saturday, March 21st at 7:30. Stars on Ice will be there. Just go to my Facebook page, make a comment, like it, follow us on Twitter. We got all those names. We're going to put them in a little pool, little hat, little Cubs hat, and pull out a winner. We've got lots of tickets to give away for that, so don't despair. Dolly's here. I'm going to give you free tickets. Just go to my Facebook page and Twitter. Cuisine for a Cause. Naperville Cares is having their 12th annual fundraiser, Cuisine for a Cause. Join them on April 25th at Navistar from 6:30 until 10:30. You can enjoy samples of signature dishes from over 20 popular area restaurants, along with an open bar, wine, beer tasting, and live and silent auctions. You can wear whatever you want, but they're saying black or white or combination thereof. Register now or call 630-369-0200. Naperville Cares. I love that not-for-profit. They help local families in financial crisis meet their essential needs by providing emergency financial support and resources. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also a proud sponsor of the annual 360 Youth Services Spring Ahead Let's Celebrate Mom 10K, 5K Kids Obstacle Course. And get this, you're going to love this. It's new. The High Heel Dash. On Sunday, May 3rd, starting at 8 a.m., 360 Youth Services providing life-changing services to youth through prevention, education, counseling, and shelter. For more information or to register, register for that high heel dash. I have to see pictures of this. I cannot wait to see this. Go to 360youthservices.org and register today. Tri-City Family Services invites you to their annual gala celebration, their 26th annual benefit and auction. It's called Supporting Healthy Families on Saturday, April 18th from 6 until 11 at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Cocktail attire is optional. It's only $10 a person. Reserve a table of 10. You know what? I can't enunciate today. You know why? I just got some new Invisalign trays. That's what my problem is today. But I'm also in awe of the woman sitting across from me, Theodia Gillespie, who's here from the Cloud County Urban League. And, you know, I just, this woman is just giving me this energy, and I cannot wait till next Friday's summit. I'm just so looking forward to that because I need some more inspiration, and I want to be there for other women. This was a great, great conversation. I really thank you, Theodia, for being here. It was great to meet you. Okay, we got to wrap up the show. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in, and do go to my Facebook page and Twitter page, Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Facebook, Dolly McCarthy Show. Like it, spread the love, would you please? And tune in next Thursday for the live show on Blog Talk Radio and TUIville and Slam Internet Radio. But Sundays, you can find the show now on the radio dial, 1530 AM WCKG. I appreciate you all listening. Thanks, everybody. And you know what I always say at the end of the show? I always say be good to each other. Be positive, stay positive. And we'll see you back here next week. Take care.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.